KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 7:05, we have clear to partly cloudy skies in Atlantic, and it's 5 degrees above zero. Our forecast is calling for partly cloudy to cloudy skies today with a chance of flurries and a high around 20. Winds out of the north at 10 to 20 miles per hour. That'll give us a wind chill factor at times of around 10 degrees below zero. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. Winter weather advisories, watches, or warnings that had been issued for the KJAN listening area Friday were allowed to expire or were canceled, according to the National Weather Service. Preliminary snowfall amounts from across the state show anywhere from 1 to 4 inches had fallen, which was substantially less than they had been predicting. Travel conditions in western and southwest Iowa have also vastly improved over Friday afternoon and overnight. The latest report from the Iowa Department of Transportation via 511ia.org on the web indicates Interstate 80, 880, and I-29 are normal driving conditions. Some secondary or county roads, however, are partially covered with snow and have some blowing and drifting of snow issues. They include Highway 92 from Cumberland east to Winterset, Highway 71 from Grant south to the Missouri state line, Highway 34 from Highway 59 eastward to Thayer, Highway 59 from Henderson south to the Missouri state line. Highway 2 west of Highway 59 was completely covered with snow this morning and blowing snow westward to Highway 275. Highway 2 east of Highway 59 to Bedford was partially covered with snow, and Highway 275 was completely covered with snow and blowing snow from Tabor southward to the Missouri state line. Also, a tow ban is currently in effect for Fremont County. Here at the KJAN studios on the north side of Atlantic, we received a half an inch of snowfall. Elsewhere in town, closer to an inch. Omaha received 1.5 inches of snow. Shenandoah had 2 inches, while both Des Moines and Marshalltown reported 4 inches of snow. A passenger in a semi-tractor trailer died early this morning in eastern Iowa's Cedar County. The Iowa State Patrol said they were notified at around 12:09 a.m. about the crash, located off Interstate 80 westbound, east of Iowa City at mile marker 256. Authorities say the roads were completely covered with ice. The 2020 Freightliner semi lost traction and left the road to the right before ending up in the north ditch with a cab on its side. The name of the victim has not yet been released. Authorities in northwest Iowa's Plymouth County have identified a man who was killed in a traffic accident Wednesday night. Dennis Morris reports from Lamar's.
32-year-old Mitchell L. Anderson of Hinton was driving a Chevrolet pickup near an intersection in the southwestern area of the county. Anderson lost control and started sliding off the roadway, going down a steep embankment, rolling over into a creek bed. There were no other vehicles or passengers involved. Anderson was transported to Floyd Valley Healthcare at Lamar's, where Plymouth County Medical Examiner Dr. Sheila Holcomb conducted her examination.
Authorities have released the names of two people who were found dead by a relative in their Story County home. Deaths that authorities say were the result of a murder-suicide. They've been identified as 79-year-old Richard Davis and his 78-year-old wife, Charlotte. Authorities say Richard Davis shot his wife before shooting himself. A shotgun was found Wednesday near his body on the kitchen floor of their home in Colo. The woman's body was found in a living room chair, and no note was found. Their son, Russell Davis, told the Des Moines Register that his parents seemed happy at Christmas, but that his father had been dealing with declining health issues and depression. A judge has ruled that a man charged with first-degree murder and the beating death of a central Iowa pastor is mentally unfit to stand trial. The Fort Dodge Messenger reports that a Webster County district judge on Friday found 36-year-old Josh Pendleton incompetent to stand trial and ordered him to undergo a mental health evaluation and treatment at the Iowa Medical Classification and Correctional Facility in Oakdale. Pendleton's attorney says the man has a long history of mental illness and was unable to assist in his own defense. Pendleton is accused of robbing and then beating to death the Reverend Al Henderson, who was found unresponsive October 2nd outside of the St. Paul's Lutheran Church in Fort Dodge. Iowa Supreme Court Acting Chief Justice David Wiggins says he's retiring, a vacancy that will give Republican Iowa Governor Kim Reynolds an opportunity to build an even more conservative court. The 69-year-old Wiggins said Friday that he will retire on March 13th. He'd been appointed to the court by Democratic Governor Tom Vilsack in 2003. Wiggins was named Acting Chief Justice in November following the unexpected death of Chief Justice Mark Cady. Wiggins is one of the two remaining Democratic appointees on the seven-member court. Reynolds just received the three names of three nominees Thursday to fill Katie's vacant seat. And the names of the three finalists for Iowa's vacant Supreme Court seat were forwarded to Governor Kim Reynolds, who will select one of them. The Judicial Nominating Commission on Thursday selected as finalists Joel Barrows, a district court judge out of Bettendorf, Matt McDermott, a Des Moines attorney, and Dana Oxley, an attorney from Cedar Rapids. Three had been selected from a dozen applicants. Reynolds will have 30 days to make an appointment to fill the vacancy, as we mentioned, left by the sudden death in November of Chief Justice Mark Cady. A civil engineer who has worked at the Iowa Department of Transportation for 28 years has been chosen as that agency's interim director. Governor Reynolds announced Friday that Stuart Anderson has begun his new duties and will lead the department until a permanent director is appointed. Anderson replaces former Iowa DOT Director Mark Lowe, who was asked by Reynolds to resign last month. Lowe, a lawyer, had been appointed by Reynolds in May of 2017. The governor cited her desire to seek a change in leadership as the only reason for seeking his departure. Anderson joined the Iowa DOT in 1992. And a Des Moines Register CNN Iowa poll released late Friday afternoon shows Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders in the lead with 24 days to go until the Iowa caucuses. Radio Iowa's O.K. Henderson reports.
Bernie Sanders got 20% support in the poll of likely caucus-goers. Massachusetts Senator Elizabeth Warren was in second with 17%. Former South Bend, Indiana Mayor Pete Buttigieg was 1 point behind at 16%. Former Vice President Joe Biden was 1 point behind that at 15%. No other candidate was in double digits. The poll's margin of error is 3.7%. So none of the four leaders have separated from the pack. Minnesota Senator Amy Klobuchar was in fifth place at 6%. New York businessman Andrew Yang was close behind in sixth place. I'm O.K. Henderson.
In our funeral announcements, Charles Erlbacher, age 68, of Dow City, died Monday at the Crawford County Memorial Hospital. A massive Christian burial for Charles Erlbacher will be today at 10:30 at St. Joseph's Catholic Church in Erling. Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Janice Joan Jewel Jacobson, age 82 of Harlan, or 89 of Harlan, that is, died Wednesday at the Salem Lutheran Home. Funeral services for 89-year-old Janice Jacobson will be held today at 11 o'clock at the Elkhorn Lutheran Church. McLaren's Funeral Chapel of West Des Moines is in charge of the arrangements. John Christensen, age 75 of Mesa, Arizona, and formerly of Harlan, died December 27th. A celebration of life for John Christensen will be today at 11 a.m. at Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Harlan. Mary Lou Hoyg, age 93 of Atlantic, died January 2nd at the Heritage House in Atlantic. Funeral services for Mary Hoyg will be this morning at 11 o'clock at St. Paul's Lutheran Church in Atlantic. Roland Funeral Home of Atlantic has arrangements. Lawrence Edgington, age 86 of Panora, died Tuesday at his home. Funeral services for Lawrence Edgington will be held today at 11 a.m. at the Twig Funeral Home in Panora. Cindy McElfish, age 61 of Messina, died Monday at her home. Funeral services for Cindy McElfish will be today at 2 o'clock at the Steen Funeral Home in Messina. Dennis Patterson, age 87 of Panora, died Wednesday at Panora Specialty Care. No services are planned for Dennis Patterson, but a visitation will be held tomorrow from 2 until 5 p.m. at the Twig Funeral Home in Panora. Mildred Mick M. Beaker, age 90 of Harlan, died Thursday at the Murtu Medical Center in Harlan. A massive Christian burial for Mildred Mick Beaker will be on Monday at 11 o'clock at the St. Michael's Catholic Church in Harlan. Paulie Jones Funeral Home of Harlan has arrangements. Priscilla Ann Thrain, age 70 of Oakland, died Thursday at the Oakland Manor Nursing Home. A massive Christian burial for Priscilla Thrain will be held on Monday at 11 o'clock at St. Joseph's Catholic Church in Erling. Paulie Jones Funeral Home of Harlan has arrangements. Linda Sue Nordby, age 66 of Irwin, died Thursday at her home. A celebration of life for Linda Nordby will be on Tuesday at 10:30 at the Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Harlan. Philip A. Fly Rustvold, age 62 of Audubon, died Wednesday at Mercy Medical Center in Des Moines. Funeral services for Philip Fly Rustvold will be on Tuesday at 10:30 at St. John's Lutheran Church in Audubon. Kessler Funeral Home of Audubon has arrangements. And Dorothy McElfish, age 93 of Messina, died Friday at the Good Samaritan Society in Fontenelle. Funeral services for Dorothy McElfish are pending at the Steen Funeral Home in Messina. That is a check of our news on KJAN. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.